So say there was something I was worried about or carrying, like maybe it was a burden with in a relationship or finances or with my kids, like I would say, okay, God, you are Lord over this. Like you are Lord over this conversation with this person that I'm going to have. Like, so really down to the details and really making you Lord for things that in the natural, I would just want to deal with myself. You know, I can do this. I don't need help. Like I can do this independently and actually realizing, no, we are one now. So I don't need to function that way even anymore, even though I could.
I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, family. Thank you for tuning in all around the nations of the earth to this week's what's going to be a really special episode of Live Your Best Life, of course, with me, Liz Wright. And I'm really excited about this conversation today. You're in for a treat. My friend, my special guest, she's really a friend, who is joining me for today's conversation is the head of communications for Liz Wright Ministries. She is one of the central make it happen women for this ministry that enables us to reach you guys and to reach people. I think we're in about 125 plus countries now, watching and receiving what we bring from Holy Spirit, from the heart of God every week for you guys. And yeah, my friend joining me is one of those women. She's just full of love, full of kindness. Everything flows from her relationship with Jesus. She's full of integrity. She's one of those rare women that's actually got incredible business capability and acumen and is also deep in her relationship with Jesus and the things of the Spirit. So it's my joy to welcome into the conversation with me today, Mary King. Mary, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Liz. It's so good to be here on this side. Camera.
I know. So many of you will have had communications from Mary over the years. So now you are meeting the woman who is one of the powerhouse pillars for our ministry. So Mary, I want to just start the conversation by asking you. So obviously, you know, we are receiving in communications every week. You know, there's testimonies happening every week as Holy Spirit's pouring out and just moving so powerfully in our international mentoring community and through the television. And of course, you know, for you guys on Live Your Best Life. But what I want to ask you is, how has Holy Spirit impacted you? So we're reading all the testimonies, but how has He impacted you on the journey?
Oh, I think there's so many ways. I mean, we've been walking together for quite a few years now, so there's been a lot of ways. I think for me, it's just the deepening and deepening awareness of union with Jesus and that there's no separation. Yeah. And when, you know, people are writing in, that is a major factor. And I think it's one of those things that is dropping from our heads into our hearts, and we're finally starting to get it and realize the implications of it. Like, wait a minute, Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, lives in me. That's going to look like something. Like, not for me to be like, oh, I have to start performing or striving a certain way to feel worthy of that, like worthy of being the temple of the Holy Spirit. But that's actually our reality and our gift, and that we have so much access to things we're not even aware of. So I think for me, that's one of the biggest things, is just that it's like this dawning. I feel it's happening in me. I feel like I'm still on the edge of it, you know, because it's so deep, that reality, just the simple truth that we are one. So for me, that's been one of the biggest impacting things that I've experienced personally.
Yeah. And we see that as a fruit as well, don't we? Like you said, it's huge. Like, so many of our IMC family members and you guys, you know, you communicate in, and we can see this is a work of the Holy Spirit. This, like you said, when that realization drops from our head to our heart, it's a game changer for life. Like the deception of separation breaks, and we realize there is no separateness. Christ is in us, and therefore, like you said, that has to look like something. Like, what are the implications? And I agree. I think we know this. We're growing in our sensory awareness to the reality of this, of that we house God. You know, these are such familiar phrases, aren't they? For many of us, you know, they're such familiar scriptures, but I think Holy Spirit's doing exactly what you've been experiencing, Mary. He's waking us up to the reality of this and look at the implications of it and the power and authority that we carry. Yeah, it's huge, isn't it? And so have you noticed like a difference? Like you said, it has to look like something, you know. Have you noticed a difference in your life?
Yeah, I think for me, one of the things that ties in with it is lordship, and like specifically realizing that he's in us, and he's in us as Lord, like over every single area of our lives and every single like tiny detail of it. So what I found myself starting to do, well, Holy Spirit prompting me to do, was like making him Lord over like really specific areas of my life. So say there was something I was worried about or carrying, like maybe it was a burden in a relationship or finances or with my kids, like I would say, okay, God, you are Lord over this. Like, you are Lord over this conversation with this person that I'm going to have. Like, so really down to the details and really making you Lord. Or things that in the natural, I would just want to deal with myself. You know, I can do this. I don't need help. Like, I can do this independently, and actually realize that, you know, we are one now. So I don't need to function that way even anymore, even though I could, even though I, you know, it would seem really capable in my own ability, actually going, no, I'm going to even surrender my strength to you, and you're Lord of that. And it's, you know, all of it. It's the strengths and the weaknesses. He wants to be Lord of all of it. And I've seen like so many times when I have surrendered really specific things, like a conversation or a concern that I'm carrying, it's like so quick that I actually see the breakthrough, or it's almost like the breakthrough comes to me. I didn't have to seek it out. And I just thought, wow, that's so much easier. I should just do that way more than me trying to do it on my own in the areas when it feels like, oh, well, I could, or like, why can't I just, you know, reach out and have this conversation or whatever it might be, or, you know, with my kids, whatever it is, letting him go, okay, what do you want this to look like? How do you bring redemption into this situation or whatever it might be, or how are you going to be provider, you know, for whatever it is? So yeah, that's been such a life-changing, really practical key that I really like from you, Liz. Like, I've seen you do that and heard you talk on that so many times. And then it's like, okay, bringing it into the practical.
Yeah.
And it works because it's the truth.
It's the truth.
It's scripture. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, brilliant. Yeah, these are the ways of the kingdom, aren't they? It's like it says in the scriptures, don't just be hearers of the word, do the word. And when we step out in, you know, living by faith, not by sight, in obedience, and we just do it, it's supernatural. It's Holy Spirit moving, isn't it? Watching over the Lord's word to perform it. Like it says in scriptures, his word doesn't return to him void, having not accomplished his intention, that for which he sent it forth into the earth to do. But it's when we actually do it in the middle of our practical day-to-day pressure and experiences, and then you see him move, it's like, wow, this is the way we're created to live. And that weight and that pressure that we're carrying lifts, isn't it? And you start to live in peace and rest. You know, like he says, come and rest with me a while, like Jesus says, come and rest with me a while. It's just powerful. It's transformational, isn't it? It's so exciting. I'm so excited that this is how it's playing out in your life, the revelations bearing fruit for you in a really practical way. So brilliant. So brilliant. I know. And also that the other area that obviously the Lord's been speaking about recently a lot is moving on from headship is his governance in our lives, you know, the authority that we have now in him. And that, again, it's like so much fruit. There's just so much fruit from that. So powerful. So one of the things I want to ask you as well is like favorite testimonies, because obviously we are hearing from our international mentoring community family every single week. Do you have like favorites where you've been really impacted and changed by what you've seen that's started to happen in people's lives?
Do you know, I think it's, I mean, we have ones that seem like, you know, radical testimonies, or, you know, like the 180 sort of turnarounds in relationships or healings, physical healings. But what I really love to hear is the people who just get those like light bulb moments. And it's like these little steps along their journey. So it's just kind of like they're doing the normal life with Jesus, but they're having these light bulb moments of realizing, you know, oh, I'm one with Jesus. He's with me all the time. And he's for me. And he's Lord. And he's sovereign. And he's king. And then just those truths dawning in people and how that's changing just how they're living their everyday normal lives. It's so, I just love it. It's so precious to hear. And I love it when people write in and share that, or, you know, they share a breakthrough in a relationship. So yeah, I think that's what it is for me that I love. I love just people sharing the normal life, what might be mundane to some people, but Jesus showing up in it.
Yeah.
It's like those little kisses from Jesus, you know.
Yeah,
he can do bring something to someone's day that makes them feel really seen by him. Yeah,
that's another huge thing that I'm seeing is fruit of the way Holy Spirit's moving, is people are becoming very confident in who they are, very secure in his love, and that's becoming more and more of a foundation. It's like he's really rooting and grounding and establishing people in his love, you know, he's wanting us stable and strong and secure, and like I said, rooted and grounded in the experience of his love, like convinced of his word, and like everything in the gospel, it's real, it's factual, isn't it? And then beginning to live in it and realize, oh wow, you know, he really is for me, he really is in me, he really does love me. I really am the apple of his eye. And so I agree. It's amazing, isn't it, to read testimonies of just how that's happening in people's lives. And I know some of the testimonies I've read where people have said they've been in church for decades and suddenly they're realizing that their intimacy is possible. They are stepping into the experience of the love of Jesus at a completely different level. It's all come alive and experiential for them. Yeah, they're my favorites as well. I mean, I love everything. I'm so thankful for the physical healings and the trauma, but it's the core transformation of somebody's identity and relationship capacity with Jesus that just blows me away. I know we sit, like I do, I know you do, but I do as well. I sit and cry sometimes reading the testimonies. So send them in, guys. We love it. We read every single one. We really do. Because it's the treasure, it's the fruit of how Holy Spirit's moving on what he's giving us to share, you know. So yeah, so amazing. Do you remember when the testimonies, I think there's a few came in where people got healed from like decades of trauma?
Oh yeah.
Do you remember? Do you want to share that?
Yeah, it was. I'm trying to remember how long ago it was now, but it was. Yeah, it was just this thing that Jesus just moved on and did. People writing in, going, "I've struggled with this. I've had, you know, they worked through things. They'd, you know, done all the things, but they just hadn't seen the breakthrough yet. And then they did." And it was just amazing. It's like only Jesus can do that, can in his perfect timing, you know, he knows each individual. And I feel like, you know, we see it a lot, you know, people who they are in a journey. And some people have that question, like, why haven't I seen the breakthrough yet? Why hasn't, you know, Jesus come through for me yet? But then when they get the breakthrough, it's like the wisdom of his timing is so clear for them. And yeah, it's just this rich redemption and this fullness that is so beautiful. So I just, yeah, I love it. I love the way that he moves. He's different with everyone, and everyone's testimony and journey is unique, which is so beautiful to see.
Yeah. It's like you said, isn't it? He sees us all, and he wants us to know. And that is a way that he's moving. So people know they are uniquely valuable to him. They are uniquely seen. They are uniquely understood. And everything that they're dealing with and suffering. So receive this for yourselves, guys. It's true for all of us. He sees everything. He's within us. He hears everything. And the suffering that, you know, like the precious ones that got healed of decades of trauma in an instant, you know, they just reached the end of themselves. And then there he was, you know, there he was. And they knew it. Like, he's right there with me, and he cares about the detail of my life. I love that. I love that. That is a very significant way that Jesus is moving right now, helping people, drawing people back into being able to rest, you know, to know he's got my back. You are there for me, Jesus. And yeah, it's just, I know when I was like yelling with excitement when we started to see, it was a few months back now, wasn't it, when we started to see Holy Spirit move this way, because it's a way we've prayed to see happen. And I know with people who are in the inner healing ministries, we've all been like, oh my gosh, Jesus, you know, there's got to be more. It doesn't, please don't let it be, you know, decades of therapy or inner healing. And of course there's a place for all of that. There's a place of process and relationship. But to see, you know, to see people set free from trauma in a moment, there's just, that is a miracle that transforms your life. So I'm so thankful. And we're going to pray for you guys in a minute as well. I really feel to do that. For you to experience, you know, same Holy Spirit for all of us, the way in which we are experiencing Holy Spirit moving in our community, we want you to be able to experience that as well. So yeah, so powerful, Mary, and it's so good. I love that about all of our team, like everybody's on a journey and everybody's being impacted, aren't they? And also some of the other things we're seeing is like, one of our prayers is that we would be one of the safest places in the world as a ministry, you know, internally. And, you know, when you come in and you come into the space or connect with our ministry, that you would feel safe, you would feel seen, you would feel loved and supported and heard. And that is one of our priorities. Hey, Mary, like, we're constantly trying to develop a culture of the kingdom that is truly honoring, and that we're living authentically. And I think that's massively important. I know one of your high values is integrity. Like, everything is done with excellence and integrity, and people are treated well. And so when people are, like I said, engaging with the ministry, they are experiencing Jesus. You are experiencing Jesus in the small ways, in the detail of how we conduct ourselves and for each other too. I mean, and we all are like that, aren't we? Every single one of the team, that's our heart's desire, that we would really love well. We'd have professional excellence, but we'd really love well. Yeah, it's just so, so important, so important. And you've been so a core part of helping us develop that, Mary, and in the communications and everything we're doing. So obviously you've got a whole background in business and marketing and communications, and just being able to bring the kingdom, bring God's love right into the center of it. It's so important. I wanted to ask you before we pray for you guys, I wanted to ask you, Mary, for people who are in business, because obviously this is business and ministry together. What would you say in terms of what's really important to be able to build a kingdom culture in the middle of a business?
Well, I think there's a lot of things, but it is the foundations and the integrity that is a huge thing that, that you've done. So it's, yeah, it's the integrity of your why. Like, why are you doing what you're doing? And is the motivation love in everything, you know?
Yeah.
You know, not to manipulate people or to, you know, play them, you know, it's to love and to be Jesus. And if that is, because that applies to everything, that applies to any industry, no matter what you do, is love the core foundation, and what in the integrity of your why, you know, because that when you ask yourself those questions, it will bring up any sense of, okay, selfish ambition or self-consciousness or ego or anything. It's like, actually, it's about serving, you know, it's about laying your life down. And if that is at the foundation of anything that's being built, whether it's a, you know, a ministry or if it's a, you know, a commercial, you know, endeavor, whatever it is, if that's at the core, that will change everything.
Yeah,
it applies for to be Jesus to the world in whatever industry you're in.
That's so brilliant, Mary. It applies right across the board, doesn't it? It applies for family. It applies for everything. Like you said, anything you're building and investing into, that why as the foundation, why you're doing what you're doing. And then, yeah, like you said, it's leadership is about, and business, everything. It's about revealing Jesus. It's about our partnership with Jesus, and that being the expression that comes out of whatever we're building, you know, whether it's a relationship, a family, a business, a ministry. And you are so brilliant at that. You know, I know we are very careful, like just one illustration of that on a practical level, we are very, very careful that we don't ever stray into manipulative tactics ever. Like, hey, Mary, we've had long conversations about this, just to make sure that what we're doing all the time is non-manipulative, is real and honest and pure and reflects Jesus and offers and serves. And, you know, we're doing everything. And, you know, what Mary, everything to be an authentic expression of Jesus. And what Mary, what you do so well is apply the business acumen and kingdom principles, and you blend it together so that what we do is excellent and pure, you know. And so far we've been able to do that really well because you've been steering it, you know, and always, like you said, coming back to the why am I doing this, why am I making that decision. Just brilliant. It's not complicated, is it, really? The ways of God are just not complicated, but they work.
You love to complicate them, don't we?
Yeah, it's just brilliant. It's brilliant. I mean, we have a blast, guys, as you can tell behind the scenes as well. We love what we do. It's a privilege to serve you guys. So, okay, so let's pray for people. Let's pray for you guys, because obviously we are stewarding a move of Holy Spirit, and we want you to be recipients of the anointing that's resting on the ministry right now, and the miracles that we are seeing inside that you would experience too. But yeah, should we pray, Mary, and just whatever is in your powerful spirit, let's just, yeah, follow Holy Spirit and see what you want to do, what you want to do, Jesus.
Yeah.
Holy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Holy.
I just really feel Jesus just breathing the word rest over everyone. So I just come in agreement with you, Lord. Just wherever people are striving, wherever they're tired, wherever they're burnt out, wherever they're at the end, that you would just come and breathe rest. That you would just come and be whatever they need you to be in their lives. Provider, comfort, healer.
Thank you, Lord. I really feel that scripture strongly in my spirit right now. All you who are heavy laden, who are burdened and heavy laden, just come to me, said Jesus. Just come and I will give you rest. And so he's saying right now, you know, As Mary, you were just praying then, Jesus, we thank you for rest. We thank you for the burdens lifting off. Just encourage you just right now, if you are feeling overwhelmed, you're feeling stressed, just lean into him on the inside. Let go, relinquish the burden, relinquish the weight that you're carrying of the responsibilities. And like Mary was saying before, make him Lord of that situation. Hand over the responsibility for the outcome of it, for the solution for it, to Jesus, and let him flood you, open your heart, and just begin to receive his peace in exchange for the pressure. Cast the burden on him, because he cares for you and he wants to flow into you afresh with peace and give and reignite your faith right now. So we thank you for that stress lifted and that fresh injection of faith dispensing in from your spirit, Jesus, within each one. Holy, thank you, Lord. Reset. Oh, I feel like a reset's happening into peace. Reset. Wow. It's so powerful when we make him Lord of our life. And it is like Mary was saying, it's circumstance by circumstance. Sometimes it's where we are now back. We've taken responsibility back in a way where we're feeling overwhelmed and pressured. We just make him Lord again. Hand it over. Let him reset you into peace and hope and faith. Really feel that, like that bubbling up inside of you of the surety, you know, when that faith starts to just move as power inside of you and your heart suddenly supernaturally feels convinced that there's going to be a good outcome. And there is, because the Lord wants his testimony to be showcased through your life. He wants to bless you with his goodness. Holy. Wow. 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 For money needed, for relationships to be healed, for bodies to be healed, minds to be healed, hearts to be healed. Wow. Direction for life to be found, the right decisions to be made. Wow. To see afresh from his perspective, to hear his voice clearly, whatever the need is. He's doing it. Lifting the burden, lifting the burden, lifting the pressure, the impact of those problems that have been screaming at you. Wow. 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 We agree for if you are needing trauma to be healed, lifted out of your heart, we agree right now, same Holy Spirit is in you, that trauma will dissolve out of your heart and you will experience complete shalom, complete peace. Holy, thank you. Oh, there's such a beautiful presence of Holy Spirit right now. Wow. Do you have anything else, Mary, that's in your spirit?
Yeah, I just feel Holy Spirit saying, like, he really is that good. Like, if anyone's listening and feeling like, oh, that's not me, or, yeah, maybe someday, I just felt him saying, no, I really am that good. Like, I would do that for you. I really would. So I just really feel him wanting to come close to the people who fell on the outskirts of being able to receive from him or hear from him or experience his presence. He just really wants to come in like nose to nose and like, no, I really am that good. And it's just so gentle and kind. And he's wanting to prove he's trustworthy. He is, and he doesn't need to prove it. But sometimes we can feel like he does. He doesn't need trustworthy, but he's going to show himself trustworthy where people have felt they don't know how to trust him or trust that he is good. Yeah. So can I just quickly pray that over everyone?
Oh, please do, Mary. I can really feel Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus, would you just come and meet those hearts that feel on the outskirts? Would you just come and show your goodness? Would you come and meet them nose to nose and just really really press on their hearts that you are trustworthy, and that whatever it is that they're holding on to that they haven't wanted to let go of to you, that feels so precious, that you would give them the grace to hand over to you, and that they would see you just show off with how good you are and with how trustworthy you are, and that they would be left with no doubt at all that you are good and that you're for them and that you know how to redeem every situation. Amen.
We agree. Whew. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. We agree. We agree. We agree. And that your heart, everything we've talked about in our conversation today, everything that we've touched on in the way that Holy Spirit's moving among us, that you will experience that. You will be so secure in your heart, in so convinced of the love of Jesus that he has for you, that he sees you, he loves you, he's for you. And also, whatever you're doing, whether it's building a family, building a business, building a ministry, whatever you're doing in life, that you would be clear about your why. Like Mary said, that everything in your life would simplify back to that one thing, which is to walk with Jesus and reveal him. Literally, in every situation and everything that you're doing, that it's about revealing Jesus and just serving with his love in simple, practical, cool, and profound ways. You know, sometimes he just shows up in profound ways and takes over, right? Just completely takes over with his presence. And other times it's a smile, smiling warmth towards somebody who's alone, you know, and in that moment they experience the love of Jesus in a tender, gentle, very understated way, but it changes their life. You know, whatever it is, that everything you do, in every situation that you face, that it would be that, would be simplified back to that, that it would just be about you revealing Jesus in beautiful, relevant ways, supernaturally, naturally. So we agree for that as well. And every need met, every single need that you have met through his riches in glory this week, more and more and more. And like you said, Mary, just convinced of his goodness, he wants to wow you and undergird your heart with the revelation, the experience of his goodness, so that you do feel that kind of security in him. He understands what we need. Amen. 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 Oh my gosh, Mary, so brilliant to have you on this side of the camera. I love you so much and so value you and so appreciate you. So thank you for being on.
Oh, thank you, Leah. Thanks for having me on.
And guys, thank you for giving us your time, your precious time. We pray that you have the best week of your life so far, in the middle of whatever's going on for you, that you will see Jesus moving powerfully this week in your life. And I look forward to being with you again next week. God bless.
As we consecrate ourselves, giving all that we are to Jesus, we will experience his love. We will experience freedom. The more we lean into him, the more we surrender, the more power comes through us.
God's going to encounter you.